This is 15 lines down on Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. We also learned this in a Mishnah. So what do we learn? We learned that Ad Vad Bechlal, and that really Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you Ad is including the fourth hour. When we're talking about Ad Vad Bechlal, it means that you can daven Shabbos until the fourth hour of the day. Rabbi Nachman says we also learned in a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Mbava came to the Beis Medrash on the day Rabbi Elazar and Azari was made Rosh Hashiva in Adias, and he testified on five things. Number one, Shemana Zekatana, you could do me and by a Katana. Now a Katana, that's a person who was married off by her mother or by her brother, right? So it's a mitzvah rabbanan to take a marriage. She can do miyun and just leave the marriage without getting a get. If one aide comes along and says that her husband died, that woman can get remarried. And a chicken that killed somebody that it gets stoned, that not only does an ox get stoned if it kills somebody, but even a regular animal, that wine that's 40 days old is able to have nisuch on top of the mizbeach. It can't be younger, but it can be older than 40 days, and that's good enough to make libations on the mizbeach. And the tamid shel shacharis was brought in the fourth hour of the day. So when we said ad arba shos, it includes the fourth hour of the day. That's what we see from Ad Vad Bechlal. Rav Kana, halach Rabbi Yehuda, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, all the time Bechor Tekvasi, since there's an atheist like him, that's how we paskin. So we paskin, you can daven shacharis until the fourth hour of the day, lichachila, but yevet, you have until chatzos. Al Tomash Shachar Shachar Rabbi Shol says the two dots. Man tanu l'chad detana. Who learned the following Mishnah? The Chomashem Shnamais. It says that the sun got hot and it melted the man. Barba Shol, that is the fourth hour. That's what the Brisa says. Ata Omer Barba Shol, you think that was in the fourth hour? How do you know it's the fourth hour? Maybe it's referring to the sixth hour. That's when the sun gets hot. Kshu Omer Kachoma Yom, when it says at the heat of the day, the heat of the day is 6 hours into the day. That's midday. When does the sun get hot? It's only 4 hours into the day. So money, who could that be? That can't be like Rabbi Yehuda and not the Rabbanan. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could do shacharis up until 4 hours into the day. So it's morning until the fourth hour. So the sun doesn't get hot until the fifth hour. According to the Rabbanan, the sun doesn't get hot until the middle of the day. Because until chatzos, it's still called safra. It's still called morning. So the sun isn't getting hot yet. So it could be either one of them. It could be the Rabbanan. The pasuk says there's two different mornings. One morning is super cold, and that's the first 3 hours of the day. And the next morning, the sun gets hot. That's the next 3 hours of the day. And therefore, this pasuk that says the fourth hour the sun gets hot, that's this. The extra boker lahakten l'shol achas to tell you that you go 1 hour earlier. That even though it's 4 hours, that's considered morning. 1 hour earlier, it gets hotter, and that's the chamash shemesh namas. The kulam of a chamash shemesh namas barba shows. Everybody agrees though that when the sun gets hot and it melts the mun, that was in the fourth hour of the day, not the sixth hour. My mashma, how do we know that? On Rabbi Yaakov says, "On Rakhra, the Chomash Shemesh Nameis," because the pasuk says the sun got hot and it melted the mun. As we saw, Shemesh Kam Batzel Tzonin. What is the time where the sun gets hot and then the shade gets cool? Having on Rabbi shows it's got to be 4 hours into the day. Two dots. Tefilas and Mechada Rev. I'm a little chesed. Rabbi Yitzchok Rav Chista said to Rabbi Yitzchok also, "On Rav Kana, Alach Rabbi Yehuda." Hovet and Bechirat Kavol say over there, Rav Kana said that Alach is like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Shacharis that you can daven until the fourth hour of the day because it says an atheist like him. Hachamai, what about over here by Mincha? So do we hold like the Rabbanan that you have until Shkia, or do we hold like Rabbi Yehuda? They have until Plaga Mincha. Ishtik v'lamar v'lamini. He was quiet. He didn't say anything. Rabbi Yitzchak was not sure what to answer. And Rav Chista. Let's see. So since Rav davened early Shabbos, he davened Shabbos davening on Friday, it must be that looks like Rabbi Yehuda, that you could daven Mariv after Plaga Mincha. So since Rav Huna and the Rabbanan did not daven until nighttime, they would daven only after nightfall, and Shmami Neinu like Rabbi Yehuda must be that looks like Rabbi Yehuda, because they wouldn't daven Mariv after Plaga, they would only daven Mariv after Shkia. Since we don't have the Halacha, not like Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan, whatever you want to do, if you hold like one way, you can do one way. If you hold like the other way, you can do the other way. So if you want to hold like Rabbi Yehuda and daven Mincha until Plag and daven Marv after Plag, you can do that. You want to hold like the Rabbanan and daven Mincha until Shkia and daven Marv after Shkia, you can do that. And that's why we're able to have early Shabbases. You don't even have to do it. You go like Rabbi Yehuda one day and Rabbanan the other day, and that's fine. Okay, next. Rav Igla B'Geneva. Rav came to the base manager of Geneva. It's only Shabbos or Shabbos. He davened Shabbos davening on Friday. Hava Matzal Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Alachori to Rav. Rav Yirmiyahu was davening behind Rav. This time Rav. Rav finished his tefillah. V'lo Paschal Tzutzit Rav Yirmiyahu. He didn't take his 3 steps back. He didn't want to interrupt the davening of Rav Yirmiyahu. Shmami Nol Tzals. We learned 3 things from this case. Shmami Nol Mispal Lom Shal Shabbos or Shabbos. Number one, you can daven early Shabbos on Friday. Shmami Number two, that a Talmud can daven behind his Rebbe. Number three, it is usher to pass by before somebody who is davening. And that's why Rav didn't take his 3 steps back. That's a proof to Rabbi Yishuv Levi. Rabbi Yishuv Levi said it's usher to pass by somebody's davening. Ain't it? That's wrong. They walked in front of people that were davening. They did, but it was only outside of Arba Amos. You can walk outside of Arba Amos by somebody who's davening. How could Rabbi Yishuv do this? Rabbi Yirmiyah, how could he do it? Because Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav, that a person should not daven lo kineged Rav, lo koroi Rabbi. You can't daven opposite your Rabbi, you can't daven behind your Rabbi. Rabbi Yirmiyah Abba couldn't go on against his Rabbi Rav. How could he have done that? Vatani Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar Ben Horkin says, Omi spalach, Rabbi, if you daven behind your Rabbi, Anos Shalom Rabbi, if you say hello to your Rabbi, like any other person, you say Shalom Alecha, Vamasa Shalom Rabbi, and you answer Alecha Shalom, and you don't acknowledge him as your Rabbi, Vacholaka Yishivas Rabbi, and you argue at a position that your Rabbi has taken, or Haomer Dabar Shalom Shalom Mipir Rabbi, you say something that your Rabbi didn't say, and you attribute it to him, or you say that something's out there, and you do something wrong when it comes to that. Goral l'shchinu shetalmi Yisrael, you're causing the shchinu to leave Bnei Yisrael. Can you do that? So again, so how could Rabbi Yirmiyah daven directly behind Rav? Shaini Rabbi Yirmiyah the Talmid Chaver. Rabbi Yirmiyah was not a Talmid; he was a Talmid Chaver. He was a friend, and therefore, that's why Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rav, "Mi badalta? Have you stopped working? Meaning, did you stop working when you were ready to keep Shabbos on late in Badilna?" And Rav said back, "Yeah, I stopped working when I davened my early Shabbos. Mi badal mari?" He didn't say, "Did Rebbe stop working?" Mi badal? Wait a second. Did he really stop working? Did Rav stop working when he davened early? Rabbi Yavin said the one time Rebbe davened an early minyan, he davened an early Maariv on Friday. Then he went to the bathhouse. We also showed him Pirkin, and then when he taught us our parak, and it still wasn't dark yet. So we see that he didn't stop working because he went to the Merchatz after he davened Maariv on Friday. No. He didn't go in to bathe. He went in to sweat. Quoting Gzeira, it was before the Gzeira. Because it was before the Gzeira, he was allowed to do that on Shabbos, let alone on Friday. That's why it was okay. Ain't he? But that can't be. Abaye allowed Rav Dimi Bar Livoy to daven early, and then to go finish up his baskets and do whatever he needed to do with his baskets. So we see that you're allowed to do work after you davened Maariv on Erev Shabbos. Hotu Zavad. That's because Rav Dimi Bar Livoy made a mistake. He didn't mean to accept it. It was a very cloudy day. He thought it was dark. It wasn't really. That's why he said to him, okay, so you didn't really accept Shabbos. Don't worry about it. You can go have it. Miyadra? Wait a second. If you made a mistake, you could just go back on it. Vomer Avidan. But Avidan said, one time, the sky was filled with clouds because we're Amalim Rechashechu. Everybody thought that it was dark. But as they went to the shul, v'spalu shem motzei Shabbos Shabbos, and they daven motzei Shabbos davening on Shabbos. They daven a mariv for motzei Shabbos before Shabbos ended. V'spalu avim, then the clouds scattered. V'zor chacham, and the sun shone. V'bol shalos Rebbe, and they went and they asked Rebbe, what should we do? V'amr hov v'spalu. Since you daven, you davened. So you can't go back and you can't redaven. Shani tivur lo matrachinu. You're right. By a tzibur, we're not going to tell you to daven again. But by a yachid, we'll tell you to daven again. You made a mistake. You can go ahead. You could break. You could do malacha, whatever it is, and then daven later on. But a tzibur, we're going to say, all right, then that's fine. You don't have to daven again. But you can't break Shabbos until you know that it's actually after Shabbos. Amr Chibar Avin, we have two dots. Chibar Avin says, Rav, Tzolish Shabbos or Shabbos. Rav used to daven an early Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshia, Matzah Shal Moshe Shabbos, Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshia used to daven Motzei Shabbos, davening Motzei Shabbos Maariv on Shabbos. Rav, Tzolish Shabbos or Shabbos, Omer Kiddush HaLakos, Wein Omer Kiddush HaLakos. If you daven an early Shabbos, would he make Kiddush on a cup of wine on Erev Shabbos on Friday? Or no, he would wait to make Kiddush until later. Shmuel says, a person could daven Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, in other words, daven early Maariv, and make Kiddush, and the halach is like that, and that's what we do. Rabbi Yosha, Matzah Shalom, Shabbos, Shabbos, Omer Abdallah, Kos, Wein Omer Abdallah, Kos. If you're able to daven the Maariv of Motzei Shabbos on Shabbos, do you make Abdallah early, or do you have to wait to make Abdallah, Kos, until after Shabbos is over? Toshmadam, Rabbi Yosha, Shmuel, Mishpah, Omer Shalom, Shabbos, Shabbos, Omer Abdallah, Kos. You could make Abdallah on Shabbos, even though it's still Shabbos. You wouldn't be able to do, Borei Moreish, but you could do that. Amr Bizer, Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, Omer Rav. Rabbi Zer quotes Rabbi Yasser, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, in the name of Rav. Bitzadam would say, Yisbal, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Shabbos, Vera Shabbos. By this pillar, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, I saw him daven in early Shabbos. Kelsa Ula, when Ula came, Omar, he said, whoa, that's way too many people. First of all, Bitzat Tamar Hava, Lo Tzad Oman Haya. First of all, it was on the side of a palm tree, it wasn't on the side of a pillar. Lo Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Hava, Elo Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Hava. It wasn't Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, it was Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Lo Shabbos, Rabbi Shabbos, Haya, Elo Shemos, Shabbos, Shabbos, Hava. It wasn't in early Shabbos. He davened Maariv on Motzei Shabbos on Shabbos. So he got the whole story wrong. Okay. Two dots. Now we're going to have a huge story. Tfilas Arvein Lakeva. Maariv has no setem. Ayin Lakeva. What does it mean? It doesn't have a setem. Ilay Devay Matzah Kulu Laila. If you mean that if you want, you could daven it all night long listening to Tfilas Arv Kulu Laila. So you might as well say that Maariv could be done all night long. Am I in Lakeva? What does it mean? There is no set time. Come on, there are Tfilas Arv Rishus. This Mishnah holds like the opinion that Maariv is a Rishus, that you don't have to daven Maariv. So in Lakeva, if you want to daven, you can, but there's no set thing. Dom Rav Yudomar Shmuel Tfilas Arvis. When it comes to Maariv, Rabbi Gamliel Amar Chover, Rabbi Gamliel says it is a Chiyuv. Rabbi Shua Amar Rishus. Rabbi Yeshua says Rishus, and our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Abaye halach gedivrei Amar Choiva. Abaye says halach is like the person that says that Marav is a Chova. Rav Amar halach gedivrei Amar Rishus. Rav says halach is like the person who says it's Rishus, and therefore, if you want to daven, you can, and if you don't want to daven, you don't have to. Now, we don't pass on that way. It says the Rambam, we took it upon ourselves as a Chova, just like there were a bunch of other things, we took it upon ourselves as a Chova itself, and that's that. So therefore, we go ahead and we 100% keep it as an actual chova nowadays without a question whatsoever. Now we have the awesome story. Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa. There was a story with a certain Talmud who came from Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei tefilas harvest rishus chova. Is mariv a rishus or a chova? Amalei rishus. He sat back to him, said, Rabbi Yeshua, it's a rishus. Then he came before Rabbi Gamliel. The Gruz says that he wasn't asking a shaila. He was just asking. He wanted to know, what do you hold? Came from Rabbi Gamliel. Amalei tefilas harvest rishus chova. Is the mariv a rishus or a chova? Amalei chova. It's a chiyuv. Amalei valo Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei But Rabbi Yeshua told me that he paskins it's Rishus. Amalei. Rabbi Gamliel says, let's wait until all the people who have jobs come into the base medrash, and then we'll decide what's going to be. Shenichzul Bali Trisin in the first wide line. When all the people have jobs came in, so the asker got up and he asked the question. Is Marv Rishus or Chova? Rabbi Gamliel said in front of everybody there, it is a Chiyuv. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi at the time. He was the decision maker. He said Chova. Rabbi Gamliel got up and said to the Chamim, is there anybody who argues about this? I'm Rabbi Yeshua, lav. Rabbi Yeshua says, there's no one that argues with you. Now, even though clearly there was a lie, because Rabbi Yeshua holds the Rishus, it could be the Rabbi Yeshua saying, nobody's going to argue with you, and that's why he's saying, no one is going to argue with you. But he himself held that it's going to be that way, and that's the idea behind it. But in your name, they said that it's Rishus. I'm Yoshua. So he said, Yoshua, I'm going stand on your feet. We're going to have people testify against you that you said it's Rishus. I'm Rabbi Yeshua got up on his feet. Listen, if I'm alive and he was dead, I could deny what that person is saying. Now that I'm alive and he's alive, how could I really deny what a live person is saying? I'm not going to deny anything. I did tell him that it was Rishus. So Rabbi Gamliel sat down and began to darshan. Rabbi Yeshua was still standing on his feet. I tried to call him. All the people started saying, they started murmuring. And they told Chutzpah the Torgaman, the guy who was the Torgaman translating for Rabbi Gamliel, they said, stop. But Oman, Chutzpah the Torgaman stopped. How long are we going to take this pain? Right, the pain that Rabbi Gamliel is giving to Rabbi Yeshua. Last year in Rosh Hashanah, he made him walk to him on Yom Kippur. Right, he made him walk to him according to Yom Kippur. That followed according to Rabbi Yeshua's cheshbon. In Bechoros, with the Maizer Rabbi Tzarek, when there was an issue with the possible mum, he gave pain to Rabbi Yeshua, made him stand up while he was still speaking. Over here, he's painting him for a third time. This is Rabbi Gamliel taking charge a third time. Now, the reason why Rabbi Gamliel did this is probably because he felt that it was after the Beis Hamikdash's destruction. He needed to show that the Nasi was a strong Nasi, and therefore he was willing to take a hard line, even with such a great Gaon as Rabbi Yeshua. But we don't know what really what he was thinking. Tov and Avrei, they said, you know what? We're going to get rid of Rabbi Gamliel. Manukamlei, who should we put in his stead? Nukamlei, Rabbi Yeshua, should we put Rabbi Yeshua in his stead? Baal Maisa, who? No. He's involved in the Maisa. It's going to be too much for Rabbi Gamliel to handle if we put Rabbi Yeshua instead. Nukamlei, Rabbi Kiva, maybe we should put Rabbi Kiva instead. Dilma Anishlei. No, because maybe then there's going to be a punishment that happens to Rabbi Kiva. Maybe Rabbi Kiva will end up getting punished either by Rabbi Gamliel or somebody else. Leisa schus elvis, he doesn't have schus elvis to save him. Let's put a Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to Chacham Asher Asir Ezra. He's a wise man. He's a wealthy man. He's 10th generation from Ezra. Who Chacham? He's a wise man. If we ask him, Kashas will answer it. Who Asher? He's rich. If we have to bribe the Caesar for anything, he'll be able to go with us and also give. Who Asir Ezra? He's 10th generation of Ezra. He has schus elvis. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel won't be able to punish him when he gets upset. Also, they went and they told him, do you want to be the new Rosh Shiva? They asked Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who said them, I got to ask my wife. Also, so he went and he asked his wife, Amalei. She said to him, top of Chav Chasam Aleph, maybe they're going to remove you from the position. A person should use, even if it's one day, a very expensive cup of glass. Even if tomorrow it's going to break, you might as well get it for a day. But you don't have any white hairs. That day he was 18 years old. There's an amazing Chasam Sofer here that says he was actually 58 years old, but not for now. Yisrakish le Nisa, the Hadulutim Nisrei Dari Chavarta. A nace happened for him, and he got 18 rows of white hair that night. That's what he means when he says, I'm like 70 years old, as we said up above. He wasn't actually 70 years old. They took down the guard of the door, and allowed all the Talmidim to enter. Rabbi Gamaliel used to announce that any Talmud who's not inside like is outside, many benches were added to the base medrash because they let everyone in. The Rabbanan argued how many benches were added. One said 400 benches were added, and one said 700 benches were added. Rabbi got upset. He's like, oh my gosh, maybe I stopped people from learning Torah. Also, they showed him in a dream, white barrels that look good on the outside that were filled with ashes, right? And that means that the rabbis that were joining were not good people. But it's wrong. They showed him that dream to make him feel better about himself, but really he was wrong. He should have allowed all those people in. We'll stop right there. We're about 15 lines down of Chaf Chesed and Aleph by the word Tana.